Is a public service message of this station and Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn, asking you to help protect the environment by recycling your old rechargeable batteries and cell phones. They're the kind you find in power tools, cell and cordless phones, laptop computers, and other cordless electronics. It's easy and it's free. To find a participating drop-off location, call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE or visit us online at calltorecycle.org. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Good evening, and welcome to Transforming Lives, the radio ministry of the Biblical Counseling Institute of Garrettsville, Ohio. I invite you to stay tuned for the next hour for a live discussion providing biblical answers to life's questions. Here now is your host for tonight's edition of Transforming Lives.
We welcome you tonight to Transforming Lives. Thanks for joining us here in this live radio broadcast coming to you from WHKW, the studios at 1220 here in Cleveland, Ohio, a snowy Sunday night here in Cleveland, Ohio. We are missing some of our compadres here tonight due to the weather, and so Pastor Armin Tiffey is joining me here this evening on Transforming Lives. And instead of doing a quintet, we're doing a duet tonight. But we've already prayed for God's enablement and trust that the Lord will help us as we work our way through our program tonight. Thanks for being here tonight, Armin.
Amen.
We want to once again thank you for joining us tonight. Those of you who have listened before, you know that we're a radio broadcast that comes to you. And the part of the purpose of our coming is that we might serve to help you. And we are pastors, local pastors from the area. Each one of us is certified through the National Association of Nuthetic Counselors in the matter of biblical counseling. And we have a strong and fervent belief in the supremacy, the sufficiency, and the absolute power of the Word of God. Amen. To help us to meet the daily issues of life. And as we would say, those organic problems that are faced, we certainly understand how those are to be faced. But the non-organic problems of life, we say that the Word of God is sufficient for us. And that's what we want to encourage you with in those truths tonight. And a part of the way that we handle this broadcast, and it's probably unique in most of the way that radio is done, you get the opportunity to call into this radio broadcast to ask pastors questions that we might help you in the matters of counseling. And so we would invite you to do that again tonight, as you've done before. The local number is 216-901-0933, and the toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That local number again, 216-901-0933, and the toll-free number, 677-9673. It's not inappropriate for us to give that toll-free number, as I've mentioned before on the broadcast. Had opportunity a while back to be up in Canada and actually heard the radio broadcast up in Canada, and I was well past Toronto on that trip. So it's not a worthless thing for us to give that toll-free number. Well, we want to encourage you, as the Lord would lead you to call. If you have a question, we would be happy to try and address it from the Scriptures. And the reason that we do that, to address issues from the Scriptures, again, is because we believe that the Bible is sufficient to handle all of the needs that would come our way. And Paul tells us that, and he does so in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And it's a very strong description of the sufficiency of the Scripture. And he says there, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? And he gives us the answer in verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to tell us, now this is particularly to pastors, but he goes on to tell Timothy and vicariously all of us that have been called to be Christ's under-shepherds in 2 Timothy 4 and 2, preach the word, Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. Armand, it seems as if Paul anticipated the kind of day that we would be living in.
Oh, that's for certain. When you consider the times that we live in, many times, I remember when I first started reading the Bible back in the 1970s, the New Testament, that is, and never read it prior to that. I was about 27 at that time. And I read it and I realized, boy, how contemporary this is. Things I was reading about and the different aspects of man and what it spoke about was just seemed so contemporary. There's no doubt about it. You read that passage of scripture, Glenn, in 2 Timothy 3:16, and it's really an all-encompassing passage of scripture there, where it says that why the word of God is given to us, that it's profitable.
Mm-hmm.
It's profitable, you know, and we can say it's sufficient, as you're talking about sufficient, or it's sufficient for what? For teaching.
Right.
And I kind of like the way, I'm sure you probably have a message on this, a four-point message on this. Teaching means that it tells us the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way to go, God says. I want you to go. This is the way. This is my instruction. This is my teaching. And then it says for reproof, and that's something that when we get off the road, the way we're supposed to go. So there's reproof there. And then there's correction that gets us back on the road.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then there's training in righteousness, and that tells us how to stay on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an all-encompassing, when I'm talking about the road, I'm talking about, of course, the way God wants us to live.
So it is not inappropriate for us to say that we should turn to the Scriptures for the matters of help when we struggle with, let's say, fear, or when we struggle with anger, mm-hmm. or when we struggle with worry, mm-hmm. or when we struggle with anything that the Scriptures would call sin to us,
right.
It is not inappropriate then for us to turn to the Scriptures, because the Scriptures tell us that they're the source of the things that you've just said. It's the source of truth.
Right.
It is the source of reproof. It is the source of correction. It is the source of instruction. And so we maintain, and I know that you do, Armand, we would maintain that it is the best source that we can turn to in the matters of giving counsel. You know, verse 17 here tells us again that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that tells us something, I think, very, very significant, that the man of God with the word of God is complete. And the man of God with the word of God is thoroughly equipped. He's lacking nothing. Now, that is not what we hear today often in the world. And that is, unfortunately, not even what we hear today often in many churches.
Unfortunately, that's the case.
That, you know, the idea is almost given to us that we are lacking things if we only have the Scripture. That we're lacking if we only come to address problems with the Bible.
Well, there's this, I think we have been infiltrated with a lie, I think. This lie is that we live in a day and age where the problems are so complex that we need more than the Bible.
Right.
And I try to consider that this modern age, and I go back to my mind practically wants to think practical on this. So I go back to the Civil War when families were being torn apart. The entire country was being torn apart and so forth. And I'm thinking, weren't those complex times? And we can go on and on. Back, and it was very difficult to live. We actually, in many respects, we have more conveniences and less hardships in many different
That's
ways.
That's true.
But to state that we live in a day and age that issues are so complex that we need more than the Bible is really, to me, kind of borderlines on practically heresy.
Mm-hmm. There's no expiration date on verses 16 and 17 here, is there? It doesn't say until man in his wisdom gets a little bit smarter and until man can add a little bit more to the Word of God. There's no expiration date on these things. No. The man of God is complete.
Right.
The man of God is thoroughly equipped, and he is equipped and thoroughly complete for every good work. You remind me of this passage all the way back in Genesis chapter 3. And I think the same thing is occurring that we see here in this narrative. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said?" See?
And the point there was to try to put doubt.
That's right. In the Word of God.
That's right.
Did God really say? Did God really say? And we see exactly what happened when Adam and Eve followed that line of thinking. Tried to make God's the Word of God not say what it said, or Eve adds to it, you know, in the description that she gives. Well, Adam said, of this tree of the garden we shall not eat, and not even touch. She even adds more to it, and we've seen that happen. And this same lie of the devil is being perpetrated today, even through down through the corridors of time. We can hear this slithered echo of his voice. Has God really said?
Yes.
Has God really said? Mm-hmm. And we are thankful tonight, as ministers of the gospel, as representatives of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, to tell folks tonight, God has really said. And he has said that his word is complete. And he has said that his word is sufficient. And he has said that his word has been inspired by him, and it is profitable. And given that fact, we are thrilled to be able to share God's word tonight, once again, over the airwaves. We would encourage you to call tonight if you have a question, 1-216-901-0933, or the toll-free number, 888-677-9673. We're going to take a break, and we would encourage you to listen through some of the helpful resources that will be advertised on this break. And then we would encourage you to stay with us tonight here on Transforming Lives as we talk very happily about the sufficiency of God's Word. Stay tuned.
As our parents are aging, do you ever wonder who will take care of them? Do you struggle with providing care for your parents or a loved one as they grow older? Home Instead Senior Care can help. They specialize in taking care of seniors in their own homes. In fact, Home Instead Senior Care is celebrating 10 years of being the trusted source of non-medical home care in the Cleveland area. I have to tell you, folks, this is a wonderful and value in-home service. Caregivers actually come to your home and provide assistance with light housekeeping, meal preparation, bathing, grocery shopping, incidental transportation, and so much more. At Home Instead Senior Care, the goal is to help seniors remain independent in their homes while providing peace of mind to their family. Caregivers are thoroughly trained, screened, bonded, and insured. Assistance is available 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Call Home Instead Senior Care at 1-800-942-7558 or visit the website at www.homeinstead.com, your go-to company for elder care.
So I was having my coffee the other day and I wondered, what's so special about Cornerstone Bible Fellowship? Is it the family-like environment, the Christian development classes geared for all ages, or the fact that Cornerstone Bible Fellowship believes both in the inerrancy and the sufficiency of the Bible? Cornerstone Bible Fellowship is committed to preaching, teaching, and counseling from God's Word. I've heard testimonies of how the biblical counseling ministry of our church helped my friend with her panic attacks, helped one believer with his anger and another who struggled with worry, all by giving them solid biblical principles to help them defeat these sins in their lives. It's amazing. At Cornerstone Bible Fellowship, I'm learning that I have everything I need to live a life of victory and godliness. It's my prayer that we will reach even more people with the good news that the Bible is sufficient to meet our greatest needs.
Cornerstone Bible Fellowship is currently meeting at Remington College at Great Northern. For more information, call 440-617-0002 or visit us on the web at cbfministry.org.
And we want to welcome you back tonight to Transforming Lives. We count it a real privilege to be able to join you tonight. And we're thankful that you've joined us here as we get to speak once again about one of the great joys of our ministries, the great joys of our lives, and that is to talk about the beauty and the wonder and the sufficiency of the Word of God, and especially as it is related to the trials and the difficulties that people often face, even Christians often face these issues. And so we would encourage you tonight, if you've got a question that you want to ask pastors who are trained specifically in the matter of biblical counseling, we would be happy to do our best to guide you through the Word of God tonight. You can call here at the radio station, 216-901-0933. Again, 216-901-0933. Or you can call the toll-free line at 888-677-9673. Also, if you do call tonight, we have a gift for you. It's the Bible Promise Book. Those have been donated by a generous benefactor to the radio ministry here and also through the Biblical Counseling Institute. We've been talking tonight about the sufficiency of God's Word, and unfortunately this is an issue that needs to be addressed as much to people who do not know the Lord as their Savior as well as to people who do know the Lord as their Savior.
Yes. That's sad.
That is. Yes. It's sad, and it's an unfortunate truth in the world today. We see that God's Word is being oftentimes added to, oftentimes substituted, mm-hmm. and oftentimes even deleted.
Yes.
That, as again, as pastors, that discourages us. Mm-hmm. And so we count it a privilege to be able to promote the Word of God in its entirety, especially to people who need it. We do that from our pulpits, and we count it as an honor to be able to do that.
You know,
over the radio.
In lieu of what you said there, just let me interrupt a moment. There's a scripture that comes to mind, because I do hear occasionally Christians that when you talk about the sufficiency of Scripture and that the Scriptures contain within them principles and commands and so forth that will help us even with those issues that you're talking about, contemporary issues, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, worry, and anger, and so on and so forth. And sometimes they say, oh, you're exalting the Word of God to a point that God doesn't, even beyond what God wants. And it's interesting because there's a scripture verse, a psalm, and it's Psalm 138 and verse 2. And it says, for you, O God, have exalted above all things
yes.
your name and your word.
Amen. Yep. We're not putting it in too high of a place
right.
when we say that the Word of God is sufficient. That is a tremendous passage of Scripture. And Paul, again, speaks to this issue to the church at Colossae when he's talking to them about the wonders of God's Word and the majesty, we might say, of God's Word, even in the everyday. And the importance of it is that the churches promote the Word of God and not demote the Word of God. And Paul says there in Colossians chapter 1:28, Christ we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom,
right.
that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And then he says, to this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. The idea here of warning, that's where we get that word nouthetic. And you've heard me say that already tonight. We are certified counselors through the National Association of Nouthetic Counselors. That word there, warning, to counsel, to admonish, to bring face to face. That's what we do with the Word of God.
Right, to instruct.
To instruct
right.
people.
It's translated various different ways in English.
Yeah, exactly what we just read there from 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, that the Word of God is profitable to do all of those things in the matter of reproof, instruction, and correction. And this is what Paul here tells the church at Colossae. And then he goes down in the next chapter, and he says to us in verse 6, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. The only way that we're established in the faith and rooted in it is through the Word of God. And then he says to us in verse 8, and this is so significant, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit. And here it is, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Why? For in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Yes.
And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power.
And that tells us something about Christ.
Absolutely.
That we have sufficiency in Christ.
Yep.
There is sufficiency in Christ.
And when we read then at the beginning of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Right.
You know, that logos there. What we're seeing here is this combination that Jesus Christ is the living Word. And we're so thankful that God has given to us what we need in Christ, and now Christ has given to us what we need via the ministry of His Spirit in the Word. And Paul warns us, don't let anyone cheat you. Don't let anyone take the Word of God away from you. Don't let anyone tell you that the Word of God is not sufficient. Don't let that happen. Don't let anyone cheat you through philosophy, through empty deceit. Empty deceit, this idea that man knows better, or at least as good as God knows. And Paul says, don't do that. And unfortunately, Armand, you know it, and so do I. In many, many quarters in Christ's kingdom, there is a fight on for the Word of God.
Yes.
There is a fight on for the Bible.
And many Christians that are sitting in the pews, they don't understand that. They don't know that. They're not privy to that.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't realize that standing on the front lines, oftentimes pastors are capitulating to the fight. They're capitulating to the questions to say, like, you know, take two Bible verses, as you were saying. Take two Bible verses and call me in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the Bible is just thrown at people without any kind of context given to it.
That is a, what's the word I want? A image that is given some try to give to biblical counselors or nothetic counselors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just read the Bible and pray. Read the Bible and pray.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any biblical counselors that just tell someone to read the Bible and pray.
No.
You know, how to pray.
Yep.
What to read.
Right.
How to study it.
Right.
What to glean from it. And let's make a plan for your life that you can bring change into your life according to the Word of God, how the Word of God says you should change.
Mm-hmm. One of the most hopeful things that we can say, though, to Christians is that the Word of God does provide hope. Precisely because
That's
it's powerful.
Right.
And so Christians, sometimes they don't realize that this fight is on. I talked to a man that had written an excellent book entitled How Christian is Christian Counseling. And he made the statement to me that in a position that he held, that he interviewed some graduates from a Christian university who were taking their degrees in Christian counseling.
Right.
And he said not one of those graduates had any more Bible than a person graduating with any other kind of degree coming out of the institution.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Especially since it's a biblical seminary.
Yeah,
supposedly.
Or college.
Yeah,
right.
Or college. Yes.
Right. And so it shows us that Paul's words here to us are really significant for us to think about, that we are being cheated in many places. We are being cheated, that God's wisdom is being supplanted, as it were, with the wisdom of men, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world. And we want to recognize that it is not the world's wisdom that we need. It is Christ's wisdom. And if we take a look around at the world around us, if we take a look even at the condition of the church, could it be that the church finds herself so many times in the places that she is because we as Christians are looking to the world for our answers rather than looking to the Word of God and to the God of the Word?
Unfortunately, I know of Christians that get their help in how to live life through Oprah or Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they listen to some of these talk radios And I'm not saying that all the advice is necessarily bad, but it's not from the scriptures.
Right.
And to add to the complications, quite often pastors, and we're pastors, so I think we can say this. I want to be careful here, but because it's not all in all cases, but many times pastors don't use the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They believe the Word of God. They believe it has the answers, but when they preach their messages, unfortunately, they don't build it on the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine who says that many pastors preach three-point messages,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that the three-point mean they read the text, they depart from the text, and they never return back to the text. Now, that's sad. That does not build up in our congregants or in our members or those who are sitting out there an exaltation of the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
or that the Word of God, we need to be able to expound upon the Word,
mm-hmm.
and let them see how, wow, the Word of God speaks to this. I didn't know that.
If pastors aren't convinced about the authority of the Word of God,
or don't handle it rightly.
That's right. How will we expect our people to be that? Someone mm-hmm. has said if there's a mist in the pulpit, there'll be a fog in the pew.
Right.
And in this area, we want to dispel that mist. We want to tell pastors, and if there are pastors that are listening to the broadcast tonight, we want to encourage you. Come back to God's Word. Be content with God's Word. You're not undereducated if you use the Word of God. You are equipped thoroughly by using the Word of God. And we don't want to cheat our people. We don't want to take away from them what Christ has given through the power of His Word. Dr. Adams says that the Holy Spirit has worked for thousands of years, as it were, at least 1,500 years, to bring about the Scriptures which we hold in our hands. He's not going to want us to use something else to enable and to help people. And so that's what we're about tonight. And we're thankful to be able to speak to you and to open up the Word of God. And we would encourage you again to call if you're struggling tonight with fear, if you're struggling with worry or panic attacks, depression, those kinds of things, family issues, husbands struggling with wives, vice versa, parents with children. God's Word has the answer for you. There is no better place for you to turn than to the Word of God. And we would consider it an honor to be able to try to guide you tonight here through the Word of God. And so we'd encourage you to call this broadcast, Transforming Lives, 1-216-901-0933, or the toll-free number, 888-677-9673. We'll encourage you to hang on through our break to listen to the resources that are offered once again here on this radio broadcast, Transforming Lives. Come back and join us after this two-minute break. Thank you.
Biblical Counseling Institute offers training in the use of God's Word to help people solve the common problems of life in a fallen world. Whether personal problems or relational problems, the Scriptures give competent counsel for all non-organically caused problems. BCI exists to equip Christians to handle the Bible practically for themselves and others, gently and compassionately, towards solutions that transform lives and glorify God. Various types of training are available. You can come to us in Garrettsville. We can bring classes to your church, or you can take classes in your own home by correspondence. For more information, call BCI at 330-527-4205 or email us at info@bci-ohio.com. That's 330-527-4205 or info@bci-ohio.com.
As their parents are aging, do you ever wonder who will take care of them? Do you struggle with providing care for your parents or a loved one as they grow older? Home Instead Senior Care can help. They specialize in taking care of seniors in their own homes. In fact, Home Instead Senior Care is celebrating 10 years of being the trusted source of non-medical home care in the Cleveland area. I have to tell you, folks, this is a wonderful and value in-home service. Caregivers actually come to your home and provide assistance with light housekeeping, meal preparation, bathing, grocery shopping, incidental transportation, and so much more. At Home Instead Senior Care, the goal is to help seniors remain independent in their homes while providing peace of mind to their family. Caregivers are thoroughly trained, screened, bonded, and insured. Assistance is available 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Call Homestead Senior Care at 1-800-942-7558 or visit the website at www.homestead.com, your go-to company for elder care.
We want to welcome you back tonight to Transforming Lives. Glad to be having the opportunity to join you this evening. And we would encourage you again to call 1-216-901-0933 or the toll-free 888-677-9673. We do have a caller on the line, and Carol is calling from Cleveland. Carol, we want to welcome you to Transforming Lives tonight.
Thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to say I did receive the booklet. I was so inspired with it. I do appreciate that, because what you're saying, and in regards to services or churches or ministers, how one listens, you have a lot of gimmicks in church. You have a lot of people who go to church, or the pastors of the church sometimes, we use gimmicks such as basketball games or various kinds of things to draw you in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're listening to the word, as the word comes forth, whether it's coming from what the text truly is, or if the pulpit is used in the sense of just giving you a few things of cheer or encouragement, or maybe to put you down.
Mm-hmm.
People have a tendency to look at their service. You know, I love the Lord. First of all, I am saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I love the Lord. And when I go for service, I am going to worship, but I worship God every day.
Right.
Every moment of the day.
Right. Amen.
So when you're going to church and you're listening, and there are so many problems, so many issues, we are in a time where I really feel that God is seeing who is going to stand. So when you have persons who come in to look for encouragement, maybe they have been depressed, maybe they are going through issues or problems within their life, and they're not really seeking the Bible, seeking the Word, or even getting Christian counseling,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
creates confusion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's imperative, and when I listen, I am so thankful to the Lord that He's allowed this opportunity, because you hear so much over the radio and even on Christian radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, but you know, if you are listening to the Lord as He gives you a word and you are discerning of what He's showing you or giving to you for you, then you can move on and say, okay, then I understand the Lord. He will open your eyes
mm-hmm.
yes.
to those things. So I think the counseling is such a necessity thing. And with the churches, you got your mega, you got all your different kinds of churches. But I think about what the Bible says in that remnant.
Yes.
And I think of the people who are really seeking direction for counseling. They will listen. They will seek you out.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come to understand that the Bible is the best tool for everything you need.
Mm.
And I do appreciate everything in regards to your book and your program.
And I think many people are getting fed up with man's wisdom.
Yes.
That and man even tries to integrate psychological thought into the word and so forth. I think people are starting to see it's just not working.
Right, and you can't straddle the fence.
Right.
That's right.
I get calls at church more and more lately, people wanting biblical counseling. And,
right.
You know, and when we say biblical counseling, I want our hearers to know what we mean by that. Counseling is under the umbrella of discipleship. That's what it is.
That's right.
It's discipleship. Where discipleship, you're taking someone one-on-one and you're tutoring them in the faith, the broad aspects of the faith. But biblical counseling is more specific. You're digging into one particular area in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it clearly states throughout the Bible, and there are various examples of teaching and learning the precepts and how you apply that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, mm-hmm. I think it's an imperative that people really understand, and it's not a gimmick. It's not getting you here to play basketball all night long, or getting you here for the latest of the latest, or to be beat down, because people are in need, people are searching,
mm-hmm.
and they really need counseling, and it really needs to come from the Word of God. So you all have a blessed evening, and I will continue to listen.
Well, Carol, thank you. Thanks for calling, and we're encouraged, and we pray your tribe will increase, and we're encouraged to to know that God is doing a work amongst his people, and we're glad you called again to Transforming Lives. Thank you. We do want to say that when the church holds up the Word of God the way that only the church can, God will bless it. He promises that to the prophet Isaiah. He says that in Isaiah 55, his word shall not return unto him void. And the only thing that God promises to bless is his word. And so we need to look at that in the matters of counsel, as Carol has said. We need to look at that in the matters of preaching. We need to look at that in the matters of what it is that we're teaching and the doctrine that we're presenting. It needs to be founded from the Word of God. It needs to be found in the Word of God, and the Word of God it needs to be promoted as such. The psalmist tells us this in Psalm 119, a few things about the Word of God. Listen to some of these verses. Forever, O Lord, your Word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. And then he says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And then, receive me, O Lord, according to your word. And then verse 114, so significant. You are my hiding place and my shield. And here it is. I hope in your word.
Mm.
I hope in your word. The psalmist reminds us tonight, Christian, that in the word of God, your hope is well placed.
Mm.
In the word of God, your hope is well founded. The world may have some band-aid solutions for the problems which you might present to someone, but only God can provide the real solution, and he does that through the counsel
mm-hmm.
of his word.
You know, Psalm 19, Glenn, I think is a tremendous passage of Scripture, especially verses 7 through 9, that talks about the sufficiency of Scripture. And it says, I'll read it. There's actually six benefits to the Scriptures. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And what it talks about the eyes, it means the eyes of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, it says, the rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and dripping of the honeycomb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
Mm.
You know, Glenn, there's a passage of Scripture in Proverbs I just remembered that it's just what it says here. It says, my son, Proverbs chapter 2, if you receive my words and treasure up my commands with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Look at that, Glenn. It says, if you receive my words, treasure them up, my commandments. Making your ear attentive. It's as though it's somebody's ear is just stretching and trying to listen to the words of God, you know. Inclining your heart to understanding. In other words, you are really desiring to understand the word of God. It says, yes, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Just think of a person who's on a mad search for gold and silver. Mm. Think of a person like that. Mm-hmm. This is what it's talking about with the Word of God. Then it says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Mm.
It's just the passage of Scripture that just catches you and you see the energy in it that we are to have for the value of the Word of God
mm-hmm.
and how we should pursue it with all our energies.
Yep. And then that pursuance then gives to us direction. that pursuance gives to us the idea of the purpose of our lives, and it includes all of the things that God would have us to do. We think once again of this verse, direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man. Why? That I may keep your precepts. That I may keep the word of God. And unfortunately, there are Christians who are being told that the word of God is unnecessary, that the word of God is even hurtful to their cause or to their particular issue, or that the word of God is wrong.
Or it's not deep enough.
Yes.
It's not deep enough for the issues that modern day man face.
Yep. And the Psalms.
That's a lie.
It's a bold-faced lie. Yeah.
I remember someone telling me that once. And then I read Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. And you know what it says? For the word of God is living and active. It's alive. Mm. It's active. It's energizing. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing. Look at how deep it goes. Amen. To the division of the soul and of the spirit. Can you go much deeper than that, Glenn?
Not at all.
To the joints of marrow and discerning of the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Mm. You know, you're talking about going deep. It digs deep into the attitudes and the motives of our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where, that's really what it's all about. Getting to the desires and the attitudes and the motives of our heart. That's where we go wrong, or that's where we go right.
Yep. From which the heart is the faucet from which flows all the actions of our lives. And of the word of God is the powerful word that penetrates even into
right,
the heart.
Right.
What a privilege is ours to promote God's word before you tonight. What a privilege is ours to encourage you to trust in the word of God, to hope in the word of God, and to listen to the word of God's counsel. We're glad to do that here on Transforming Lives, and we would encourage you tonight to call us. We just have a few minutes left in the broadcast, but if you would desire to speak to us tonight, we would certainly be happy, as we would try to get you onto the program tonight. 216-901-0933, the local number, and the toll-free number, 888-677-9673. We'll be back in a few minutes. Would encourage you to listen through the break to some of the resources available to you, particularly through the Biblical Counseling Institute. This is Transforming Lives. Please stay tuned until after the break.
The Biblical Counseling Institute offers training in the use of God's Word to help people solve the common problems of life in a fallen world. Whether personal problems or relational problems, the Scriptures give competent counsel for all non-organically caused problems. BCI exists to equip Christians to handle the Bible practically for themselves and others, gently and compassionately, towards solutions that transform lives and glorify God. Various types of training are available. You can come to us in Garrettsville. We can bring classes to your church, or you can take classes in your own home by correspondence. For more information, call BCI at 330-527-4205 or email us at info@bci-ohio.com. That's 330-527-4205 or info@bci-ohio.com.
Do you desire to become more Christ-like? I want to make you aware of a unique resource every Christian should have who wants to grow in Christ-like character. Transformed Into His Likeness by Armin Tiffey is a handbook for putting off sin and putting on the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and will help you identify personal habits and tendencies that are hindering your walk with the Lord. This valuable biblical resource will not only help you identify where personal change is needed in your life, but will also explain how to put off old sinful habits and replace them with new godly behaviors. For more information about this wonderful resource, log on to transformedintohislikeness.com. That's transformedintohislikeness.com. If you'd like to order a copy, call 1-800-656-0231 or ask for it at your local bookstore. Transformed Into His Likeness by Armin Tiffey.
What a privilege is ours to be able to join you again tonight here in this radio broadcast called Transforming Lives. And it takes that name because we believe that the Bible can transform lives. And that's exactly what we've been talking about tonight. And we would encourage you, we just have a few minutes left, but we would encourage you, if you have a question that we can help you with tonight through the Word of God, we'd be happy to try to do so. The local number 1-216-901-0933, and the toll-free number 888-677-9673. We want to wrap up this segment tonight by discussing just a little bit. We've been using a word called sufficiency, and sometimes that word is synonymous with supremacy. And so we want to wrap up tonight by encouraging you to understand, what is that word mean? What does the word sufficient mean? Armin, what way would you describe that?
Well, the way I like to put it, Glenn, is that the Word of God and the Word of God and in our life in Christ, the sufficiency we have in Christ and sufficiency of the Word of God gives us all we need to live a life pleasing to God, to live a life that's to be in right relationship with God, to be in a right relationship with others, whether it be our wives, you know, or a wife to a husband, or our children, or whatever, other people, neighbors, co-workers, even ourselves, in a right relationship with ourselves. It is sufficient. It gives us all we need to live a life that is in a right relationship with all relationships, including God. What more is there?
Right. In other words, the word encompasses this idea of being complete.
Yes.
We don't need anything more. We've got all that we can need in the matters of living lives of godliness and dealing with those issues that we've talked about.
In
tonight.
Any generation of time.
That's right. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and on. Peter says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue." And that's what we've been given in the scriptures, all things. Well, we have a caller tonight. Perhaps he would like to add a little bit to the matters of this answer. Joe, we want to welcome you to a program that you should be well informed about.
Yes, it's good to be with you.
What, are you afraid of a little bit of snow to come out, Joe?
Yes, I guess I'll be confessing that that you can counsel me on fear later. it was getting nasty, and so I miss being with you folks, and I'm sure Gus and Kathy miss being there too, but you're doing a great job, and I just wanted to encourage you to let the audience know that next week we'll be back with more on this issue, and also talking possibly about the homosexual situation, how to help them. And one more thing, we want to remind people that Biblical Counseling Institute is hosting various counseling training courses, which will help them become equipped to do the kind of help that we're talking about for others, but also to help them to become mature believers themselves in these areas, counseling themselves from the scriptures. We're going to be in Hudson, Ohio this coming weekend, and other locations, as they could easily find on our website, www.bci-ohio.com. So thanks, guys, for handling the show well. You're doing a great job, and it was good to hear the caller as well, too, who's encouraging to all of us.
Amen. Yes. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
God bless.
You, too.
And let me give you that website again. That was bci-ohio.org.
We want to be encouraged then tonight, Christian. If you're hurting, be encouraged tonight. If you're hopeless, be encouraged tonight. Even as Joe has said, if you're struggling with homosexuality, there is hope. And the hope comes to us not through the wisdom of man, not through the contrivances of man, but the hope comes to us by the Word of God. That concluding portion of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says, "By which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these, that is through the promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And so we're so thankful to be able to tell you tonight that not only is the Word of God complete, not only is it sufficient, not only is it living, not only is it powerful, it is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And it is living hope. Mm. And so whatever the situation that you're facing tonight, the Word of God isn't some dusty book made up by a group of men. The Word of God is exactly that. It is the Word of God. The God who designed you, the God who made you, the God who knows you, has given to you His Word, that you might find counsel, that you might find enablement, that you might find hope. And as Armand has read from Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, for His Word is living, and it's active, and it's powerful. Perhaps you've listened tonight and you recognize that you don't know the God of the Word. You recognize that perhaps these are new statements that you're hearing tonight. We want to encourage you that you can yet know this God in a personal way through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we would encourage you, if that is the case for you, that God can forgive you. God can give to you what He promises through His Word, and that is to make you a new creation, to let the old be gone, and to have the new come, and it happens all through Jesus Christ. Well, Armand, it's a privilege again to be able to, on a snowy night, meet together and promote the Word of God. Thank you for helping tonight in the matter. We trust that God will bless you and your ministry and your wife. We look forward to having Pastor Gus Supan back with us, God willing, next week. Kathy Tiffy, Pastor Joe Propri, the director of the Biblical Counseling Institute. For Transforming Lives, I'm Pastor Glenn Dunn, pastor of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship, thanking you for joining us tonight, trusting that God will bless you, and wanting you to be encouraged in the hope, the power, and the sufficiency of the Word of God. God bless you.
Transforming Lives, brought to you by the Biblical Counseling Institute of Garrettsville, Ohio. We invite you to visit our website at bci-ohio.com. That's bci-ohio.com. There you will find information about BCI, our resources, course offerings, and available materials. You may also write to the Biblical Counseling Institute, 8146 High Street, Garrettsville, Ohio, 44231. Your prayers and financial gifts for this ministry would be deeply appreciated. Thanks for listening. This program has been sponsored by the Biblical Counseling Institute of Garrettsville, Ohio.
The only way to get a better job is to look. So go right to people who want to hire you. ChristianJobs.com is the largest website for matching Christians with careers to get excited about. ChristianJobs.com.
The pressure and stress that comes from working extra hours just to pay the bills gets to be too much sometimes. How would you like to earn between